Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Just a quick reminder for you all, the Fans Draft Party is less than a week away. It is Thursday, April 24th at The Landing. I guess less than 2 weeks away. I apologize. Less than 2 weeks away, Thursday, April 24th, The Landing in Liberty, starting at 6 p.m. Bink and Unicero will be broadcasting live during the first round. The draft contest is back. Your chance at winning $965 plus an autographed Juan Taylor helmet as the prize. 1 point for player drafted in first round. 3 points if you get right player on the right team. Sheet must be turned in prior to the number one pick on the clock. The fan staff will be in attendance as well. As we get back to it, the breaking news of the day involving the state of Kansas and sports betting apps could go dark, according to Alex Gold from sources. In the last-minute effort this morning, this was about just almost an hour ago.
Yep, about 7:20 this morning.
Yeah, he says, in a last-minute effort this morning, the Kansas House is voting on a budget provision that could put sports betting at risk in the state. They adjourn later today for the remainder of the year. A provision in the proposed state budget would no longer allow the Kansas Lottery to negotiate or renew deals with sports betting operators. Deals with apps such as FanDuel, DraftKings, BetMGM, etc. could expire. The House was one vote short of an override, but it is likely to attempt a vote later again today when the House gavels in at 9 a.m. The 2025 legislative sessions later today. He also says you can reach out to your local representatives here. It's all on his Twitter. It's all there for you. He has numbers, emails, all that sort of stuff. If you want to contact him and try to get this thing nipped out of what they're trying to do, which means they lost the vote to override it by one. They're going to readjourn today at 9 o'clock and vote again. They think they can probably persuade it to pass this law. The governor did veto this.
If you vote for something and it fails, why do you get a revote? when did that start happening? I mean, and I guess I don't understand the political game, but it seems like you voted on this yesterday, right? Mm-hmm. Are you waking up this morning and having a change of mind? Somebody greasing your palm? Because that's what's going to happen. That's how votes change, right? Somebody's greasing your palm on something, right? I mean, you don't go to bed and say, yeah, I voted this way. And then I woke up this morning, let's re-vote and change something. Somebody got to somebody, right?
Yeah.
And then Alex is saying this morning about 10 minutes ago, he says, I've confirmed a vote on this is scheduled to take place at 9 o'clock when the House gavels in. So we're under an hour away from seeing how this thing is going to develop and how this thing is going to kind of move forward. And, you know, 9 o'clock comes, 9 o'clock goes. Hopefully they don't vote on this again, and they just move on, because it's not good for the consumer. It's not good for the resident in the state of Kansas. And I will say this, if you're opposed to sports gambling, then don't sports gamble. But don't prevent other people who are not opposed to it, who like to do it, don't prevent them from doing it. And I think what we're looking at right now is people trying to dictate laws for others. Again, If you don't like smoking cigarettes, don't smoke cigarettes. But if people want to sell them and people want to smoke a cigarette and we want to make tax dollars off it, you let them do that. Same with booze, same with weed, same with gambling. It's all part of the sin tax, that I call it, that is out there. And if people want to do certain things, you allow them to do those certain things. And if you don't want to do that, feel free to abstain. That's okay. But don't make other people's lives miserable because you don't want gambling in the state. I don't think people should determine what others can do.
This was Alex, who joined us just a few minutes ago here on the show about what he had to say, what was going on, betting and Jeopardy in Kansas.
I would say that sports betting, the way you know it in the state of Kansas, is at risk of changing. And you may not have the same options to bet in the future if something like this does get overridden today. That's as simple as that. It's not going to go dark tomorrow. It's not going to end tomorrow. But any new deal that needs to be signed or renewed after June of this year potentially could be unable to be negotiated. So therefore, you know, you wouldn't be able to have your FanDuel's or DraftKings apps in the state.
Which apps are at stake for this? Like which ones are expiring?
So that was my question, talking to some people last night. I was never able to get a clear answer on that. I was told that the deal, when this launched 2 years ago in Kansas, the maximum length of any of these deals were 5 years. The shortest could be three. It'll be 3 years in September. So I've reached out to some other people trying to figure that exact thing out, because I'm fascinated by that as well. Are these deals all ending in September? Are they ending in 2 years? Is it one app? Is it five apps? That I haven't been able to get clarity on.
So that there is Alex Gold. He'll have more at 10 a.m. here on 96.5 The Fan when Cody Gold and Drew take over on their time of the show. But that was him joining us today about the sports game.
You know, let's say they do whatever they want to do to mess things up, right? Okay, let's just
pass
say
it.
Yeah, whatever, however it be. There's some people that think Laura Kelly's going to veto it, so it shouldn't be that big of an issue anyway again. So we'll see what happens. Hopefully that is the case, and the governor steps up and goes, we're not doing this. Move on, okay, Western Kansas, move on. And so what I think and what I want to know is if it does, say it does fail and they get rid of the whatever, what if you've already made a future bet on the Chiefs to win the Super Bowl?
They would probably just send you a deposit.
Will they just refund? Do they refund your money?
They have to. They can't just keep it.
But what I'm asking is, can they keep your bet and still pay you out on that bet? Or if the app goes dark in September, does that erase any future bets that people may have played?
Yeah, it erases because I would assume, and I think if Alex will probably know more than I do, obviously, but I think that the app is going to shut down. You'll be refunded whatever you have in your account or whatever you have outstanding out there. They would just
give you the money back.
Mm-hmm. Well, they'd have to. I mean, other than that, there'd be a million lawsuits.
Right.
Like, it'd be like, yeah, you have my money. I want it back. It's like, well, it was a future bet and we went there. It's like, yeah, it's an outlier situation. So I think they would 100% give you that back.
Yeah, I think they would have to. But I was just wondering, would you want them to keep your bet, though? I mean, like, you made this bet with FanDuel. It's no longer in existence in the state of Kansas, but it's in existence like Missouri, let's just say, or Oklahoma, yeah, or Nebraska, or someplace that's surrounding the state.
I guess that's also a possibility because the state, it's illegal in the state. Like, I mean, you could have, it's like, back
I mean,
the
you
day,
come to Kansas and make bets and then retreat to Missouri, or people go buy weed in Missouri and come over to get, like, we do this all the time.
It's,
you know,
also like if you were to fly to Vegas, right? And like back in the day and make like a futures
and you
bet
got your
there,
ticket.
You just have to either like,
you
got
to fly back to Vegas and cash in. If
yeah.
It's worth
so,
the time,
yeah.
Know?
So I think that'd be the case. But I mean, obviously, like, I can still open, like, for instance, in Missouri, let's say I place a bet today on the Royals game and it wins. I can withdraw that money even in the state of Missouri. Yeah. I just can't deposit money in the state of Missouri.
Oh, you can withdraw in Missouri,
I can withdraw
too.
In Missouri.
Okay.
Oh, boy, can I withdraw in Missouri.
Okay.
Done that.
Okay, I didn't realize that because some people have said you have to be in the state where you made
that
bet
not
at time.
True.
But maybe some states are like that, though,
maybe.
Too. You know, like every state's
some
different.
Some states definitely are like that.
Tennessee is like that. If you made the bet in Tennessee, you have to withdraw it in Tennessee.
Yeah, so, no, like, I've done it multiple times where, like, I bet on a guy to have a triple-double and it hits at, like, 9:30 and I'm like, withdraw.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
nice.
You know, or something like that. And that is, and it's like,
that's
I
good.
Mean, it literally takes like 60 seconds.
Yeah, it's not. No,
it's like your withdrawal request has been sent. Your withdrawal request has been approved. And then it's like 35 seconds. It's like your withdrawal has been placed. And I'm like, all right. And then I'll go to my account, check it. And it'll say like DraftKings, you know, whatever. So, I mean, tough day, man. Cause I mean, it's just weird to have something and then out of nowhere. And I thought the text I made a good point about this. because they said something on there like, it's funny how nobody knew about this. And then in the morning, what comes out is like, oh, yeah, and then you didn't have time to reach out to your legislators and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah, so see, that's sneaky.
It's like a Friday clock sports news drop at 6.
I'd like to see what the other side drops after the legislative session ends in the state of Kansas too. Oh, you can't do anything about that anymore. We're passing weed, you know, like something like that. Like there's got to be some sort of reciprocal approach that the other side can do to get over on this side. Like it's just such petty stuff that is going on right now. Like we legitimately, guys, I don't know if you know this or not, probably have bigger fish to fry than worrying about sports gambling in the state of Kansas.
The Masters.
We got other things to worry about, but now this has become on the forefront because you know what it does? It gets attention. These ego-driven legislatures get their name out there. People think they're doing good for their community. They're not. They're not doing good for the community by getting or trying to, attempting to get rid of the sports gambling in the state of Kansas. It's something that people enjoy. It is something that has helped out businesses over the last couple of years in the state of Kansas, where people on the Missouri side would drive over, settle in at a Kansas bar, watch games all day and make bets, meanwhile spending money in those establishments to keep those establishments running, spending tax dollars, which in turn helps our schools and our roads and all that stuff that, you know, our public services, and they want to get rid of something like that? That's just dumb. Watch all the cars that are lined up on you know, what is it called over there on 435? Woodland Road or whatever it is. The first exit south of Missouri,
Donahoe Road
or the Quick Trip on Road. You should see all the people that come over and are spending money because you can't do that in Missouri. You want to give up on that? That just doesn't make any sense. It's free money for the state. It's free money. You don't have to do anything for it except just collect a check at the end of the day. And they want to mess that up. Common sense isn't common.
Somebody on the text line speaking to Bob Fesco. I don't gamble at all. I've never even been to a casino and I'm 40. I'm pissed that it could go away because I know what it could bring to the state.
Yeah.
Mm. Tough day. Hopefully doesn't do it.
I hope Laura Kelly's going to veto it. I guarantee it. I got confidence they're going to do their things. Nah, we're not doing that today. Go back to, you know, McPherson.
We'll dive back into the Kansas City Royals and the Cleveland Guardians. That series is tonight. That's something that they cannot take away from you, and we will give you why Vern and I both agree that it needs to happen now, and it needs to happen quickly, and it's not anything about a win or a loss. It's about revenge. 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Hey, it's Bobby Witt Jr., and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan.
Mm-hmm. Waylon Jennings, baby.
So to get some more clarity on what Alex Gold was bringing up about Kansas trying to get rid of sports gambling in certain areas, he reached out to us, says, Governor already vetoed it. This is the veto session. Senate overrode her veto. House is trying to do the same.
Like, it just makes no sense to me. We voted. It didn't. It passed. Governor vetoed it. It's over. Oh, no, we're going to vote again. No. We're already here. We've done this already. It doesn't make sense to me. I just can't stand people who think that they can make laws in a state for other people to do things that they want to do. Like, I just don't understand why anybody would be opposed to what's going on with sports gambling. It's been pretty good for the state of Kansas, right? I mean, they've generated money. They've gotten people to come over to the state and spend money at their bars and restaurants and businesses, and it's been good. Like, why would you even consider messing with it? Like, it should be something you're not even thinking about. Worry about education. Worry about the roads. Mm. Worry about healthcare. Worry about things that matter to the masses. You're focusing on sports gambling because you know people will talk about it. And for the most part, these legislators are relevant. And so they throw stuff out like this because it's a buzzword and it affects a lot of people. People will mention their name. They'll talk about it. They'll be in the news and all this kind of stuff and they'll gain attention. It's awful. It's just disgusting.
People don't let you know that's Kenny Rogers.
Okay. So gambling.
I do love that song.
Gambling. Imagine today waking up and being excited that Joe Flacco's back on your team. I'm going through the X, formerly Twitter. People in Cleveland are celebrating. They got Joe Flacco. Imagine that feeling for a minute. Like, I know we didn't win the Super Bowl this year, but imagine waking up in Cleveland, Ohio. First of all, that would suck. Second of all, waking up and being excited that Joe Flacco is back at quarterback. Mm. Who did they have at quarterback before? Kenny Pickett?
Kenny Pickett.
Mm-hmm. Kenny Pickett, Joe Flacco. And
Sanders.
Should be, I guess. I mean, is that, well, are they drafting?
He didn't give them a 10 out of 10 visit like he did Pittsburgh.
He didn't?
I don't know. Oh. I just know that he gave Pittsburgh a 10.
Is that what they're saying?
Well, he was on
up. He said that.
He was on Up and Adams, and she was like, how was your visit in Pittsburgh? A 10.
Yeah.
Right. He's already got 10. It down, man. He knows how to do it. He knows how to work a media room.
All of a sudden, it feels like Pittsburgh, that's going to happen, right? Like, that's just, there's too much smoke there for me, I think, anyway.
And
I
don't know. Rodgers and Sanders together or just Sanders?
Oof. Because
Rodgers and Shador Sanders in the same grad.
I will buy a popcorn machine for
yeah.
that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Seriously. I'd move to Pittsburgh and just watch that thing.
And then you get Aaron Rodgers versus Joe Flacco.
That'd be nuts, dude.
But seriously, like, if the Browns are signing Joe Flacco, does that tell you they're not going to take a quarterback? Or, comma, are they signing Joe Flacco to be that veteran leader for Shador Sanders?
Well, you know, now, you know, Abdul Carter's got a foot issue that's going to hurt his draft
stock. Oh, they've been saying that for a while, though. Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's got a foot issue, and Shador pats the ball.
I mean, I can't gamble in Kansas maybe in the future, but I would go ahead and gamble that if Abdul Carter is there at 2, he is still going to the Cleveland Browns.
Right now, Travis Hunter favored to go number 2, which is nuts, because I agree with you. I think no-brainer, Abdul Carter.
But doesn't this change things, though, with Joe Flacco being signed by the Browns?
I don't really know what it changes. Yeah,
what it changes is we're now drafting Shador Sanders at number 2. We've got this veteran leader, this guy who's been around for 35 years in the NFL to shepherd him in for the first year, the Alex Smith, if you will, for Shador Sanders. I think that's why you signed Joe Flacco, because now you're going to draft Shador Sanders, and now he has a mentor. And Joe Flacco as a mentor would be great.
That's what I was going to ask you. You like him as a mentor?
Yeah, I do. I mean, look, this guy's seen it all, right? He's won a Super Bowl. He's played on bad teams. He's played on good teams. He's beaten Tom Brady in the playoffs. He's beaten, you know, he's had big time wins. He's had a long, very good career in the NFL. He's kind of like Alex Smith, right? Like, nobody was thrilled that Alex Smith was coming here, but he's a nice veteran quarterback. And now I think you've got your mentor. You're setting, at least that's the way I'm interpreting it. Why else would you sign Joe Flacco at this point in time unless you were going to set him up to be that mentor to Shador Sanders?
I know nobody knows the answer to this question, but do you think Joe Flacco was mentoring Anthony Richardson last year?
I don't know. Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Would you say similar play styles, Anthony Richardson and Shador Sanders? I mean, Anthony Richardson doesn't have as much shown that Shador Sanders has. Shador's played a lot more football games in college, obviously. Mm-hmm. But like,
both can move, both athletic.
Both can move, very athletic, kind of, you know, loud and flashy, right? Yep. Anthony Richardson, like, she's tired, so I went off the field. Then got pitched for Joe Flacco.
Right.
And then got to start again. So I wonder if, like, maybe there was something there that, like, they saw with Flacco, like, trying to be that. Because that's the narrative you take, that he's going to be the mentor. You would think that there was something that was shown from Anthony Richardson and his relationship in Indianapolis last year.
Yeah, I could see that. To me, this is just like, hey, let's give a win to our fans. They loved Joe Flacco. This is a guy who they can root for.
Because you have 3 quarterbacks on your roster.
Kenny Pickett, Flacco, and
Deshaun Watson.
Oh, yeah.
He's already on the roster.
Forgot about him. Damn it.
No, You're paying him. He is there.
He is there.
That's 3 quarterbacks. So you're drafting another one, and you're what?
But he's out for the year already, right? Because of that Achilles injury,
I was going to say, so he won't technically be on the active roster.
Right.
You just have to pay him.
You just have to pay. He's on the payroll. He's not on the roster. Yeah. So I think, no, I do. I think this is the perfect setup now to draft Shador Sanders, because you mentioned giving the fans a guy that they like in Joe Flacco. They do, right? Joe's going to be our starter. We're going to draft Shador Sanders. You're going to sit a year, okay? You're going to sit a year behind Joe Flacco. Look at the way it worked in Kansas City, right?
You're going to sit behind Joe Flacco and Kenny Pickett.
Yeah, so he's right. Yeah. Yeah. Either way, however you want to, you know, develop, but you're not playing this year. You're going to come in, you're going to be a guy that's going to learn from Joe Flacco, a veteran guy, a Super Bowl winner, a guy who's been very successful in this league. He's going to be your mentor in all of this. Fans will be excited because we have Joe Flacco give us an opportunity to win. So we got our quarterback for today, but we also went out and drafted our quarterback of the future. Like, that's the mindset that I'm using right now.
I don't hate it.
That's how I'm thinking Cleveland's doing things. Because if you sign Joe Flacco, you still haven't solved your long-term quarterback plan if you don't draft Shador Sanders or whatever quarterback at number 2.
Flacco can't even finish this whole season. I guarantee you he cannot play all 17 games this year.
Somebody says, we have the wrong idea but the wrong player, because then it goes from the 816. Can 100% guarantee you Flacco did not mentor Drew Locke in Denver. He's quoted as saying, that's not my job.
Right.
So maybe Flacco ain't that guy.
Yeah, we've had other, you know, Ryan Tannehill said the same thing about Malik Willis, and it turned out that, you know, he still helped him, but he did say, that's not my job. You know, so it could go either way. Just because they say that doesn't mean they're not actually going to help him in practice.
Yeah, I mean, I just think it's interesting, like, that Flacco is still relevant. Like, to me, who saw Flacco landing a job before Aaron Rodgers?
Yeah.
I mean, what's that say for, you know, other things outside of just Cleveland?
Well, I think Aaron Rodgers has a job if he wants it. This is, like, up to Aaron Rodgers now. Like, this could have been done weeks ago. Pittsburgh's like, let's go. We got nobody. Let's go. And Aaron Rodgers is like, there's pyramids I want to see.
Something else that could be done weeks before it is, and I call BS when I hear this article, and I want to bring this up because Pro Football Talk brought up an article that says it could be mid-May before the schedule release.
Mm-hmm. May 13th, 14th, 15th.
Yes. So we all love the draft, right? Mm-hmm. But the second part, which I always consider the sequel to the new season, would be the schedule release. Because a lot of people say, ooh, that's a game I like. Ooh, I want to go to that game. Or, oh, they're going to play at this, you know, country. The draft will get underway in less than 2 weeks. And the biggest thing left on the NFL's offseason schedule, once that is in the books, is the schedule release, is what they said.
Mm-hmm.
NFL Vice President of Broadcast Planning Schedule Release, Mike North, shed some light on when that will happen. Bob just mentioned it. It'll happen. The 13th, 14th, and 15th range is probably still our target for releasing the schedule. North said the timing of that, of the draft, is the biggest reason why to wait for the schedule release, and that they will take a week or so to react and adjust to what happens in Green Bay and what Aaron Rodgers might decide to do before finalizing the schedule.
That's right. Yeah, I know it matters because they're TV draws, right? Shador Sanders will be a TV draw, right? You have to start to think, okay, Cleveland drafts Shador Sanders, people are going to want to watch them. They may get a primetime game because that Aaron Rodgers ends up signing with Pittsburgh. Okay, now we got to adjust our primetime schedule and our big games because people will watch Aaron Rodgers. As much as we talk about Aaron Rodgers, he's the probably the most popular, if you will, athlete in the NFL. Everybody's paying attention. We're watching everything he does. We're wondering about everything he does. People will watch Aaron Rodgers. If Pittsburgh doesn't have Aaron Rodgers, well, they're probably going to play every game at noon on Sunday, quite honestly. But if you have Aaron Rodgers, that absolutely changes the schedule. So, no, I understand why the NFL is waiting for those two things to happen before they determine what they're going to do. I'd rather have them wait a little bit longer than flex games that have already been scheduled because Aaron Rodgers, you know, shows up to the party or something like that. So you wait as long as you possibly can, and then you schedule the games. But, I mean, the time is ticking. It usually is about May 15th or so when they put that schedule out.
And to give some more legs to this article that Bob said a lot of right there, they said, quote, or Mr. North said a quote, the benefit of going a little bit later with the schedule release is getting a chance to see what happens in the draft. What do you, any of us know? But I think we kind of feel for the top couple of picks, but are there some trades that are going to happen? Still waiting on a future Hall of Fame quarterback to sign somewhere, maybe this year. Hopefully a lot of that is known by draft day. And in recent years, this is no longer quoted. This is just a statement from probably Florio. In recent years, the league has primed the pump by announcing international, holiday, or other standalone games in the days leading up to the full release. May 15th is a Thursday, and picking that day would give the NFL a chance to use the whole week to turn attention towards the 2025 season. That's where the truth comes out. They know that after the draft, then out of nowhere in the past, what, half a decade, we'll call it?
Ish.
Schedule release has boomed, right? And then that's it until, what, late August?
Yep.
When we start wrapping up preseason and we start really getting into like the start of September, because from like the end of May to August 30th, it is dead time in the NFL, right? Like before training camp starts, and training camp's fun for like the first week.
Well, July 15th, you get training camp, July 17th, 18th, somewhere in there.
Yeah. But I mean, like it's like Major League Baseball season.
Yeah,
you're juiced up for opening day. The first weekend in St. Joe, everybody goes. The first fan appreciation day. And then you go on like a random Tuesday, and you're like, there's 12 people here.
Yeah.
I kid, there's more than that. But obviously, like, you're in the dog days of summer.
School has started again. Yeah. You know, people are back.
Even if they get a summer break, I kid. But, like, this is legitimately the NFL stretching, right? How many times
How they stay relevant every month of the year. The only time they're not relevant is June 15th to July 15th. I've been doing this 15 years. The schedule used to just get emailed to you on a random Tuesday. Oh, the schedule's out. And then 1 year, Binkley said, I want to do a schedule release show. And our boss at the time was like, you're an idiot. There's no reason to do a schedule release show. Binkley did a schedule release show, And every year after that, every network has been doing a schedule release show.
Here we go,
so Binkley has kind of set the trend for that. Yeah. But I know when that schedule comes out, we will sit down at home and we will go through the schedule. We will look at the games that are at home, which games we're going to go to, which games are on the road. Do you want to do a road trip this year? People will. I mean, that's a big day for planning for the rest of the year, especially when you have kids and you're doing all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. You sit down and you look at the schedule and you go, all right, what works? You put it into your phone, you put it into your apps or whatever the case may be. You know when these games are going to be, and then you start to plan your fall that way. And so it's one of the biggest days on the sports calendars when the NFL gets released, because it has such a trickle-down effect on everything else and everybody else's life who's a big-time football fan.
You know it's big when like certain like insiders are trying to release like the first one. Like, oh, here it is. Mm-hmm. Christmas Day opponent for the Chiefs, going to be the Broncos. Or, you know, Chiefs Chargers confirmed by Rap Sheet that they are going to play in Brazil to start the Friday night season of the NFL. Like, and then everything goes from there. And then there's always like, it's a schedule release, right? Where like, we'll get like a random, like full Bears schedule. And then out of nowhere, you'll get like the Eagles schedule and you'll start seeing like, you'll start doing like basically Sudoku, but NFL schedule. Like, well, the Chiefs are playing the Eagles here. They're playing the Ravens here. They're playing Buffalo here.
Yeah, so there's only like four slots.
Yeah. And there's only four teams. You're like, so they're definitely playing so-and-so in December. That to me is the fun part.
That is the fun part. When you start the process
of elimination.
Yes.
You're like, well, there's four primetime games.
Yep.
There's only two teams that make sense. They're either playing Detroit or they're playing this team in prime time. So it is great. I mean, it's something that we're always pining for, and it comes to that part of the season. And the NFL knows they can stretch that, right? They're also smart in being like, because what, baseball schedules release like way early. You know,
they release their schedule like in August.
Like, you know where the Royals are playing a year in advance.
Yeah, no, baseball's gotten better at releasing, because I know when that schedule comes out, we go, all right, where are we going on our baseball trip this year? We look at the schedule, you know?
And then football, you know, they're right. Like, if Aaron Rodgers does sign with Pittsburgh and Pittsburgh and the Jets play next year in New York, that game's going on Sunday Night Football, or that's going to be an opportunity for those big brands to be like, hey, we want this much money on this. We want this game. I don't know who Pittsburgh plays next year, like what division.
Right, just an example. Yeah. Right, yeah.
Or like if, obviously, like, let's say the Chiefs and Eagles, we know they're playing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that game's going to be played in December in Kansas City. Hell yes. That's going to be a cold game coming off after the Christmas Day game. Let's see what this is. And then you get to have that sort of like excitement and buildup. So I get it. I'm on both sides of this because, yeah, they want to make sure they know where players and drafted players are going. But also, you're keeping your product as rich and as healthy as you possibly can.
I also like the fact that everybody talks about it. It's a great talking point for a lot of people with the schedule of where they're going to be and what's going to happen. But I will say this. I'd love to be in that meeting where all the network executives are sitting around fighting over games, because that does happen, where they fight over these games. And now, with the AFC no longer being exclusive to CBS and the NFC being exclusive to Fox, the fights are even better. You know, like that's where you see, we'll trade you. All right, we'll give you Married with Children if you give us Eagles and Chiefs. And they will make trades like that. Like Al Michaels got traded, okay, for the original Mickey Mouse. We've seen this over the years. There was somebody else who was traded back in the day as a broadcaster for something ridiculous as well. Like, they will make some of these moves.
Well, I mean, Greg Olson was traded for Tom Brady.
Well, he was demoted for Tom Brady. You know, he wasn't traded for Tom Brady. He was definitely demoted because of Tom Brady. Mm-hmm. But you've seen it over the years with, all right, we'll give you this TV show and you give us that. Or like, why is that show there now? Well, they traded with the NFL because they wanted this game. And so it's big business. And these guys get in these rooms and they battle it out, man. And then you've got to please everybody. Terrible job, the NFL schedule. Because at the end of the day, Amazon's not happy. Netflix isn't going to be happy. NBC's not going to be happy. CBS, Fox aren't going to be happy. But everybody's going to love having the NFL.
I just wish it was like an auctioneer where they're like, all right, first game of the new season, we got Philadelphia and Kansas City. Do I see 14 million? I see 14 million. 45, 85, 85, 45, 45, 85, Fox.
That
45.
Would be fun, right? Yeah.
Oh, I'd sit back, cocktail it up, gummy out, and just be like, man, this is intense. How much money have we already seen tonight?
Well, and to tell you how much money is involved, this just came out from the league yesterday about their money and the central fund, if you will, however you want to call it, with the National Football League. The teams are splitting $23 billion in revenue this year, means $412 million per team.
Damn.
Oh, that's before selling a ticket.
Yeah.
That's before selling a beer. That's before parking a car. That's before selling an ad. That's before anything local that these teams make. Each team is getting a national check from the national merchandise and the national TV deals and all the national money for $412 million apiece.
Is that like when we got COVID checks for $1,200?
That's right. Yeah.
You don't need this, but here it is, just in case. I'm going to buy me a golf cart.
$412 million they're getting just for having a team. You wonder why people want to be in the NFL, in that business.
We will bring you back the update that is from Alex Gold about the sports gambling in Kansas that broke this morning. Plus, there was a collab that happened in the fashion world, and I want to know about what a collab would be with musicians and the music world. 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty.
What the hell's wrong with your station?
On Kansas City's FM sports station, 96.5 The Fan.
Diving back into it here on 96.5 The Fan, Fesco, Mac, Dustman. A few things Masters related. I found this out yesterday watching a podcast that I follow called Foreplay. Riggs, Frankie, all those guys. Did you know that broadcasters, they had Chamblee on as their guest this week, the announcer for Golf Network? Said broadcasters aren't allowed to say fan, driving range, and back nine plus more on the air of the Masters.
You asked me earlier why you don't think people watch golf.
Yeah.
I think you just answered your own question.
Can I say fan? Can I say driving range? Can I say back nine plus more when you're announcing for the Masters? And then this guy rips a piss in Ray's Creek.
That's why I love that guy. Let's go. What's his name?
Let's go. Oh, man, already. Ballester? Ballester?
Jose Ballester,
yeah,
right?
Jose Ballester.
Wearing the upside down Arizona State hat, which is awesome.
Yeah, and those are branded.
Yeah, they, of course. But I mean, that's Augusta we're talking about, right, where nobody pees in public. Mm-hmm. And you can't say back nine.
Are you a more front nine or back nine guy?
Front nine.
Okay. Mac?
Confused by the question.
Mm. Would you like to get nine in, or do you like to have, you know, right out of the chute? Like, do you feel you'd be more, you know?
Oh, right out of the chute.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. When the endurance is hot?
Yep.
There you go.
About hole two, I'm done.
I'm out, yeah.
I've had enough of this game.
Yeah.
Get in the cart, go get some beers.
Can't say back nine.
Oh my, can't say driving range.
Driving range.
Can you say range?
The practice area here at the Masters. Put down your cup of coffee.
Talk about gambling for a while, then Binkley sends me a text. Here's a quote, and he's highlighted it. Quarterback Joe Flacco said he doesn't see mentoring quarterback rookie Drew Locke as part of his responsibility, even if he wants his fellow quarterbacks to do well. Listen, I have so many other things to worry about. Flacco isn't a team guy, Dust Man. And then just another text just says, Hunter is going too.
Yeah, that's where it's leaning. I disagree with Bink on that. That does not mean you're not a team guy. That is true. That is not your job.
No, it's not. I said the mentor thing. I think that's how I would envision Cleveland being.
Yeah.
You know, with that, wanting him to be that mentor, bringing him back. They saw something in him. But no, it is not your job to be the mentor. Those guys are trying to take your job and get you fired. So no,
I mean he won't help him or be nice. Yeah. Or say, hey, I would do this, but it's not his job. It's true.
It's 100% true. And I hate when fans say he should be that mentor. I was just using that as what I was thinking Cleveland may be.
And
thinking,
you might be right.
And I may be right. I may be
you
wrong.
You might be right.
I mean, Abdul Carter just tweeted out a picture of Lawrence Taylor.
Goosebumps.
What kind of pants are you wearing over there? You wearing jeans?
I got jeans on today,
thank
brother.
God. Thank God.
You're lucky I don't have skinny jeans on today, because I'd be falling out of those right about now.
Ugh, God. Once a giant, always a giant.
And that's the quote. He puts a picture of Lawrence Taylor up, Abdul Carter, and a picture of Lawrence Taylor, and it says, once a giant, always a giant, Wellington Maris quote, right? And I'm like, oh my God. So, are we starting to have a feel of how this thing is going? Like Cam Ward, number one overall, right?
Mm. Yep.
You guys think it may be Travis Hunter, number two?
No, I think it's Abdul Carter.
He thinks it's Abdul Carter.
Yep. Oh, you think Abdul Carter's going number two?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Bink and I are kind of leaning Hunter at two.
Why does he tweet a picture of Lawrence Taylor, though?
I don't know. Maybe he thinks he's going to the Giants.
That's right.
Maybe the Giants are trading up to two and the Browns are trading back and taking Shador there.
Could see that.
Could, oh, yeah.
That could make sense.
Yeah. That's interesting. or the Browns draft Abdul Carter, the Giants draft Shedeur Sanders, and you trade both of those guys. Now, that's the drama that we need. That's why the NBA draft is fun, because everybody gets picked, but nobody ends up on the team that they're drafted 100%. By. Everything's just moving around and all that kind of stuff. We haven't really seen a draft day trade like that, really, since the Eli Manning, Phillip Rivers trade back in the day, right? When they traded actual players that were drafted of that magnitude. That would be kind of cool if we saw something like that.
That'd be awesome.
Who would be the bigger athlete that would make people go fanboy, Abdul Carter or Malik Nabers? Because who is it in Dallas, CeeDee Lamb or Micah Parsons?
I don't know.
I think it's CeeDee Lamb in Dallas, but I think in New York, I think because of the Lawrence Taylor thing, I think Abdul Carter.
Defense has always been a big thing. The Giants have never had offense. So I think the Abdul Carter pick would be huge, because when you start to compare yourself to Lawrence, like, just look at the comments that are already on. One guy goes, "Do you like Dunkin' Donuts?" Which I think was a great comment. But
Victor Cruz for like 3 years was a god.
Yeah, because like the Royals not being able to find that power hitting outfielder ever. The Giants never really had wide receivers, you know, and so you have a guy that's good and did a dance and they won a Super Bowl and all that kind of stuff.
And then
stuff.
Right after that, you get a guy that makes one of the greatest catches you've ever seen in your life.
It's unbelievable.
And he's
right?
a god overnight.
Yeah. And then
Malik Nabers comes in here this year and everyone's like, "Oh, Leak."
Right. Right. But I mean, the defense has always been like, I mean, the Giants are the originators of the defense chant in the 50s and all that kind of stuff. So defense is always like, you're tweeting out a picture as a guy that's getting ready to be drafted of one of the greatest athletes of all time. And, you know, the team is picking three and you just tweet a picture of Lawrence Taylor. Like, either you're trolling the F out of Giant fans or you know where you're going, right? Like, I feel like that's one of those where he may have a feel that the Giants are going to pick him at number three. All the scuttlebutt, everybody's kind of talking behind the scenes. Agents are lining things up. People kind of have an idea of what's going to happen. I don't know. Could be totally wrong about that. I could be totally wrong about the Flacco thing being a mentor. But I just feel like if you're Cleveland right now, you don't have a quarterback of the future. Flacco's your quarterback of today.
Yeah.
Maybe you're just waiting a year, though. Who knows? Cleveland.
Speaking of what is happening, I'm going to give you a quick Masters update here, brought to you by Twin Peaks. Each drink, scenic views. Justin Rose, the leader, is out and about. He is 1-under through three, so he now has a 4-shot lead. He is at 8-under for the tournament. Ludvig Åberg is at -4. Corey Connors at -4. Scotty Scheffler at -4. Åberg, however you want to say it, he tees off at 8:58. This is all central time that I'm giving you. Connors at 11:22. Scotty Scheffler at 12:23. And then tied for fifth is Tyrrell Hatton.
Oh, I like him.
Do you really?
Yeah, he's from the Hattons over there in Mission Hills. Yeah. Knew him growing up.
Yeah, he's not even from America. And then he and Bryson DeChambeau are at 3-under. Bryson DeChambeau tees off in about 20 minutes. He tees off at 9:15. That is where my attention is at. Right. And then some guys that some people might be rooting for, Batia, the guy that weighs like 100 pounds soaking wet.
Oh, is that the guy who looks like the Miami coach?
Yeah. But he can shape a golf shot any way, shape, or form. That's like his specialty. He can cut it. He can slice it. He can punch it. He can do anything you want with it. But those are some notable names that are teeing off a little bit later on today. But again, Rose, Åberg, Connors, Scheffler, DeChambeau, those are your top five when it comes to the Masters. And again, brought to you by Twin Peaks, Eat, Drink, Scenic Views.
Question for you.
Yeah.
Would you rather after day one be Rose -7, three-stroke, four-stroke lead, or would you rather be lurking, you're 3 strokes back, you're in second, but you're lurking behind, you're looking good?
You always want to have the lead.
Okay.
Now, most people would say that, you know, it's easier to come from behind if you're in contention than to go wire to wire, just because it will always be there. Rose also, I don't believe, has ever won the Masters.
Is it Justin Rose?
Yeah.
Okay.
And he's led before. Like, he's led day one before.
Gotcha.
It's been a while, but he's done it. Obviously, I believe he's won the gold medal in the Olympics. He's a well-qualified golfer. He's won, you know, tournaments throughout his entire career. Really good. Actually, a really good dude from England. But yeah, I don't know. I mean, obviously Bob says something that's pretty smart, because you want to have the lead at any point. And wow.
Cut that.
Yeah. And But no, I mean, like, I don't know.
Or you want to lead wire to wire. I mean, it's
that'd
like,
be awesome.
Get a lead and then, I don't want to say sit on it because that's not the proper term, but get a lead and go out there and play from ahead. There's no stress, right? If you're playing from ahead, you're not, you're only playing against yourself at that point in time. Everybody else is playing against themselves and everybody else that's ahead of them. So if you're in fifth place, you're playing against yourself and four other dudes that are ahead of you. You're leading, you're just playing against yourself and going out there and playing golf.
Yeah, and it's different too because, like, obviously I told you this yesterday, the guys at tee off at the time yesterday will reverse it. So, like Bryson, who finished later in the day, will now finish like midday today.
See, that's that's the bigger thing for me because I'm listening to you read those tee times. I'm like, damn, these guys got to tee off in the afternoon. Not only are they behind or whatever, but they now got to watch everybody kind of go through the morning. Mm-hmm. And so you may be three strokes back now, but by the time you tee off, you could be six strokes back. You know,
that's terrible.
Yeah, that sucks.
It's brutal. But also, like, they might have, it could work in your advantage too.
Sure.
Like yesterday, the wind kind of stopped for the last, like, I don't know, 45 minutes to an hour of the day, and Augusta's so, you know, hilly and valley that, like, there's certain holes where wind does affect it where, like, it might be blowing in your face on the tee box. By the time you get to the 16th green, it's blowing at your back, and it's just because of the way it moves. And then you might have the later tee times where the wind's irrelevant, where in the morning it was like, well, these guys in the morning shot high because, you know, it was, you know, 15-mile-an-hour wind gust. Tonight, they're in the later day, there aren't that sort of thing. So it's funky. And then, of course, Saturday's moving day. Everybody just kind of goes through, you know, the whole thing. And then Sunday's the day.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope today is a lot like yesterday where it was up and down, exciting. We saw Rory boom it and then bust it. We saw Justin Rose come out of nowhere. And then Bryson DeChambeau is doing his thing. And then there's Freddie Couples, man.
Yeah, Freddie Couples at one under. Let's go, man.
Cools the other side of the pillow, to quote one Stuart Scott, RIP. But that
71 years old and still rocking it out there,
hold,
man.
And hold out twice.
Yeah.
It just goes
This. It's great. I like
with
seeing that.
With a neon yellow ball. Just all the old man feels. Let that 65
year old
go out there.
Did he have New Balance on, too?
I mean, maybe. Hey, they're kind of coming back, man. Cooper Flag. You know?
True. New Balance. Shohei,
New Balance Shohei are fine. It's the ones you get at Kohl's with your Kohl's cash.
The white with the navy blue NB on the side. Yeah,
it's like
100%.
The Nike shoe.
Yeah. It's like the one Andy wears.
With the swish.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Speaking of Nike and Prada, they merged.
Nike and Prada?
I'm sorry. Prada and Versace, they merged.
That would be crazy.
But you've seen Nike do collabs with, God, what's the name of that shoe company that they did a collab with years ago? Dress shoe company.
Travis.
No.
Steve Madden.
Mm-mm.
Doc Martin.
Ralph Lauren. I don't know.
Birkenstocks.
No. Anyway, they did like a dress shoe company. They did a collab, and Nike and them collaborated on something like that. So when you said that, I'm like, I could definitely see something like that happening.
Pretty cool.
So Prada and Versace, those are pretty big names, right? They collabed.
All stuff that I can't afford.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, cool. That'd be like Nike and Adidas.
I would think so, yeah.
Yeah. Those are like the kings of their...
Would it be, who would be the guy? Would it be LeBron, who's team Nike, or would it be Mahomes, who's team Adidas?
I think you got to go with the future and the current, and that's Mahomes. And LeBron's kind of in the past. Like, he's going to be
gone. Who's the bigger name?
Well, it's LeBron, yeah.
Not even close.
But LeBron's going to age out soon. You know, and then Patrick's still going to be here. But I guess Jordan's aged out, and we still have Jordan.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
What would be a band or two bands that would merge that you'd enjoy?
The Beatles and Rolling Stones.
That's interesting.
That would be dope.
I didn't know that was in your... Okay. I like that. You said Green Day and Blink-182?
Green Day and Blink-182.
But they sing each other's songs?
Yeah, that'd be fun. Hearing Billy and Tom kind of switch off.
Hear Mark Hoppus singing Good Riddance would be awesome.
That'd be fantastic.
That seems like his sort of...
I was going to say, Mark actually would fit that merge better, probably.
What would Vip say? Sting and the Police?
Yeah. No, he'd go Phil Collins and Genesis.
Yeah. What if, like, they did that? Like, because didn't Van Halen try that with Hagar and Eddie? Or not Eddie, but what's his name? The guy that did a bunch of cocaine.
David Lee Roth. That narrows it down.
No, David Lee Roth and, like, Eddie and Sammy Hagar, they went on a tour, and then it, like, lasted, like, three times. And
is that it?
And then, like, they're like, yeah, we can't stand each other.
Oh, yeah.
Well, David Lee Roth was known as, like, a jerk because he was always just whacked out of his mind.
Yeah.
And then Hagar's just drinking Cabo Wabo or whatever that tequila was.
Well, it's funny though, because money trumps everything. Like, you can get together. Like, look at all these bands that are getting back together and doing these tours.
Go look at ticket sales.
I mean, it's crazy, right? Nuts. So why would you ever give up on that kind of stuff? As long as people are paying, you're going to go out there and tour, and people pay for all this kind of stuff. So,
yeah. Just going to buy like Mudvayne and Metallica.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1.
Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
I recently found out that you can see a personal dietitian covered by insurance. There's this platform called Nourish that will match you with a dietitian based on whatever your concerns are, whether that's weight loss, eating disorders, autoimmune conditions, or something else. They're actually a network with major insurance providers, so most patients pay $0 out of pocket. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
And just get after it, shirtless in the mosh pit. Coming up, it's 9 o'clock. It's Richard of the Week. Everybody knows that mine is going to be the same one. I got yesterday with news.
You did, and that sucks because I love that story, and I am so pissed it's fake.
But I wasn't the only one, and we all agree with it here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
What's up, Kansas City? This is Jonathan India here, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapper jacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Hey, everyone. Quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high-quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.